All right, so you're here probably because video editing has been on your mind. You want to get into it. But I get it. Jumping into a whole new software can feel a bit like just another thing piled onto your plate. You know, like you're already busy enough and you want to make those cool videos without it turning into like a tech nightmare.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone's looking for ways to simplify things these days, right?
Exactly. So let's cut through the noise and talk about Wondershare Filmora.
Okay.
It keeps popping up as a really good starting point for video editing,
Yeah.
especially if you're brand new to the whole thing.
For sure. And we've got some really solid information to dive into today. We've got a good overview of Filmora's features and then a couple of articles,
Oh,
actually.
interesting.
Yeah, they outline a strategy for a whole website. It's called provideotips.com.
Okay, cool.
And the whole point of it is to help beginners get a grip on video editing. And guess what? Filmora is like their star player, their top recommendation.
I was going to say, it seems like every time someone's like, "Hey, I want to start editing videos," Filmora is right there in the conversation.
It's the go-to suggestion.
So our mission today is pretty simple. We're going to filter out the jargon and really pull out the most important things you absolutely need to know about Filmora. You know, so you can actually start editing your videos without feeling totally lost.
That's the goal. No one wants to be overwhelmed.
Exactly. We're going to aim for those aha moments as we go through its key features. And more importantly, we're going to talk about why they actually matter for someone like you who's just starting out.
Absolutely.
So where should we jump in? I mean, it seems like the big thing about Filmora is how easy it is to use.
Right. That's a big one, yeah. Our sources highlight this user-friendly interface. They talk about it constantly. And the key takeaway there is that Filmora takes those sometimes complex editing tasks and makes them visual for you. Like, think about the timeline.
Right.
It lets you actually see your clips and move them around. It's almost like you're arranging building blocks or something.
Okay, I like that analogy.
It's so much easier to grasp than those interfaces that are just like menus and abstract controls.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not just about it looking clean and organized.
Right.
The sources really emphasize this thing called drag and drop editing.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
And for someone who's just starting out, the idea of dragging your video clips, your music, your effects onto a timeline. I mean, come on, that sounds super straightforward. No
Absolutely.
more like wrestling with crazy menu systems or figuring out complicated workflows.
You just visually build your video piece by piece.
That's pretty cool.
It's so much less intimidating, and you get to see the results instantly, which
Yeah.
is so important when you're learning.
So let's say you're staring at a blank project and you're like, okay, now what? It seems like Filmora has your back with these built-in templates.
They do, yeah. And these templates can be super helpful, especially if you want to get that professional look without spending hours and hours on design.
Makes sense.
The sources mention templates for all kinds of content. Like you've got stuff for quick social media posts, more detailed vlogs, even marketing video. So if you're thinking, I don't have time to design everything from scratch, these templates give you a fantastic starting point. You
Sure.
basically just drop in your own footage, tweak it a bit, and boom, you're good to go.
That's really handy. So
Yeah.
you've got the basics down, you've got your footage in place. Now, how about making your videos really pop?
Yeah, the
The
visuals.
sources mention a whole library of effects and transitions.
And there's a ton of them. You wouldn't believe the variety.
Oh, wow.
But again, it all comes back to how easy they are to use. It's all drag and drop. You can get really creative without needing to be a tech whiz. Add some polish, set the mood, create visual interest. It's super intuitive.
I like that.
Yeah.
And for those who want to get even more creative, play around with backgrounds.
Oh, yeah.
There's that green screen feature, or chroma key, as some people call it.
It's like a staple for online content creators these days.
How does that work exactly?
Basically, you choose a specific color in your video. Usually it's green or blue, and then you can make it transparent. So you can put yourself in front of any background you want,
Oh, that's cool.
like a virtual, a picture of a beach, whatever you can imagine.
So you can be anywhere in the world without actually leaving your house.
Exactly. And it seems like Filmora has made this whole process pretty user-friendly, which is a huge plus because a lot of people think green screen is really complicated, but with Filmora, it's not.
Another visual tool that caught my eye is the split screen effects.
Oh, yeah, those are really cool for certain types of
I was
videos.
thinking like tutorials.
Exactly. If you're doing a tutorial and you want to show different angles at the same time, or if you're telling a story from multiple perspectives, split screen is a lifesaver. And Filmora lets you display up to six clips at once.
Wow.
So you've got a lot of flexibility to get creative with your storytelling.
And it's good to know that no matter what you're filming with a fancy camera, your phone, whatever, Filmora supports 4K video. But I'm actually curious, for someone who just watches videos on their phone, like most of us do,
right?
What does 4K video actually mean? Like, what's the big deal?
Right. So basically, 4K just means a much higher resolution. Think of it like this. More detail in the picture. Everything looks crisper, clearer, especially on bigger screens. So whether you're shooting with a top-of-the-line camera or just your phone, having 4K support in Filmora means you don't have to compromise on how good your video looks in the end.
Got it. That makes sense. So we've talked about visuals, but now let's get to the audio.
Yeah.
Audio is huge.
It's so important, and sometimes people overlook it.
They really do.
But bad audio can completely ruin a video, even if the visuals are amazing.
Totally agree.
What does Filmora have to offer in the audio department?
Well, the good news is that Filmora includes a bunch of audio editing tools right within the software.
Okay, that's good.
So you can adjust the volume between different clips, you can reduce background noise, and you can add sound effects or music directly in Filmora. It streamlines the whole process. You don't necessarily need to jump into a separate audio editing program, which can be overwhelming when you're just starting out.
And speaking of music, there's a built-in audio library mentioned in our sources.
There is.
So if you don't have your own music collection, Filmora has you covered.
It's a really convenient resource, and the music is royalty-free, which is important.
Absolutely. You don't want to get into any copyright issues.
Nope. So it saves you a lot of time and hassle. You don't have to go hunting for music elsewhere and worry about all that legal stuff.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about text. How do you make your videos look professional with text and titles?
Well, Filmora has some great text and titles tools. The key here is that they offer a wide variety, and you can easily customize them.
Oh, cool.
You've got a whole range of fonts, animations, and pre-designed templates, so you can create eye-catching titles, you can add captions to make your videos more accessible.
Oh, that's important.
It is, yeah. And you can use lower thirds to identify speakers. All of this just adds a professional polish to your videos, and it helps reinforce your brand or the tone of your video. And you don't need any fancy design skills to do it.
Awesome. Now, once you've put all this work into creating your video, the last thing you want is to struggle with getting it out there for people to see.
Exactly. No one wants to get stuck at the finish line.
So it sounds like Filmora has made sharing your videos super easy.
They have, yeah. They call it streamlined sharing. And one of the best features is the direct sharing to social media.
That sounds like a time saver.
It is, especially if you're eager to get your content online quickly.
I can imagine.
You can export your video and upload it straight to YouTube, Instagram, TikTok without any extra steps. It's so efficient.
So taking all of this into account, why do our sources constantly say that Filmora is perfect for beginners?
It boils down to that balance we've been talking about. It's super easy to pick up and start using, but it doesn't hold back on the features.
Right.
You've got the intuitive interface, drag and drop, editing, ready-made templates, a music library. All of that lowers the barrier to entry for someone who's totally new. But it also gives you enough power to do some really cool stuff. You've got effects, green screen capabilities, audio tools, 4K support. So as you get more comfortable, you can really start to explore and create some sophisticated content.
It's like it grows with you.
Yeah.
And this ties in perfectly with the idea of providiotips.com, that website mentioned in our sources. It's clearly targeting the same audience. Mm-hmm. Beginners, content creators, YouTubers, small business owners.
That's right. They all need a starting point.
And if Filmora is the recommended tool, then that website becomes the go-to resource for learning how to use it effectively.
It's a great pairing, a beginner-friendly tool backed by a ton of educational content designed specifically for beginners.
And they're not shy about letting you know. That call to action on their homepage, try Filmora today. It's bold, and it really emphasizes how easy it is to jump in and get started.
They want to eliminate any hesitation someone might have, especially if they're new to video editing.
Now, looking ahead, one section that really stood out to me in that Filmora Brilliant Features introduction was the massive list of features powered by AI.
Artificial intelligence is everywhere these days, and Filmora is definitely embracing it. They've integrated AI into so many aspects of video editing.
It's really impressive, the sheer number of AI-driven tools they've got. It seems like they're really committed to using AI to simplify video creation and make it more powerful.
Absolutely.
We see categories like new AI features, AI video, AI audio, AI text.
Yeah.
It's pretty mind-blowing.
It really shows you where the future of video editing is headed.
So can you give us a few specific examples of these AI features just to give our listeners a taste of what's possible with Filmora?
Sure. One that jumped out at me is AI audio to video.
What is that?
Imagine being able to take audio-only content like a podcast recording and turn it into a visually engaging video with just a couple of clicks.
That's wild.
It's pretty amazing, right? Then there's AI image to video, which can take static images and bring them to life with dynamic effects and animations.
They'd be great for slideshows and things like that.
Exactly. And for creators who are always on the go, there's Smart Short Clips.
What does that do?
It analyzes your longer videos and automatically picks out the most engaging moments.
Oh, I'm
perfect for sharing on social media. And then you've got AI Video Enhancer, which can improve the quality of your footage. It can boost the clarity and even increase the resolution.
So you can take old videos and make them look better.
Potentially, yeah.
And there's more.
Oh, there's a lot more. There's AI Text to Speech, which can turn your written text into a natural sounding voiceover.
Wow.
And then tools like AI Audio Denoise and AI Voice Enhancer can really help you get professional sounding audio in your videos.
It's like they're trying to make AI do all the heavy lifting.
That's the idea. Filmora wants to make video editing faster, smarter, and easier.
I like it.
They want to automate those tasks that used to be really time consuming or technically difficult.
So to wrap it all up, it really seems like Filmora has created a tool that's both genuinely accessible and surprisingly powerful.
I think so too.
Especially for anyone who's just starting out with video editing.
Absolutely.
The design is straightforward, the built-in resources are super helpful, and the essential features are all there.
And with the addition of all these AI features, the future of Filmora looks even more promising. It's only going to get easier and more intuitive to use.
Our goal for this deep dive was to break down what makes Filmora so great for beginners without getting too technical.
Hopefully it wasn't too overwhelming.
We tried to keep it simple and highlight those key features and the thinking behind them.
It's all about laying a solid foundation for anyone who's thinking about taking that first step into video editing.
So here's a final thought for you to consider. With all these beginner-friendly tools out there,
yes,
and the rapid advancements in AI video editing, what kind of stories or content could you now bring to life?
It's an exciting time to be creative.
It really is.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a project you've been putting off because it seemed too complicated.
Right.
Well, maybe now is the time to dust off those ideas and finally give them a shot.
Go for it.
You never know what you might create.
Absolutely.
So go out there and make something amazing.
The tools are waiting.